Well, yesterday mortgage rates, they jumped up above 6.6 again. And you might be saying, Dan, I thought you said that rates are going to go back all the way down to 5.99. Well, I think they are. And here's what my thought is for today. So we're going to look at what happened yesterday. I think the markets overreacted from what the Federal Reserve said last week. And then the Federal Reserve actually came out with some information actually showing quantitative tightening. What is that? I'm going to explain that in today's video. And then also, we got to really follow oil. And oil is actually going to be the thing that really brings these down. So the Federal Reserve, they're expected to actually increase rates. Well, oil prices and inflation is actually going to cause them or actually push them to actually cut rates. So in today's video, I'm going to explain to you home buyers and home owners out there, I think rates are going to go back down to 5.99. Why? How? Well, let's get over to it because you're here to watch that. So without further ado, folks, each day what I like to do is I like to start my day with the chart. And I follow these things because I'm actually a mortgage advisor. I've been doing this for over 38 years. My slogan here is this: one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with almost 40 different lenders. And the better news is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're anywhere out there in need of a mortgage, I'd love to help you out. But you're here for this, so let's get to it. So here's the bond market that we watch each day. You guys might have been told, okay, watch the 10-year treasury. What I watch is the MBS market right up through there. It's called the MBS because it's a mortgage bond. All you have to understand is that number right up through there. If it's green, it's good news. It means mortgage rates are going to get a little bit better. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. Well, yesterday we had a negative. It was pretty bad yesterday, but let me show you what happened then. And here's a gap that we have. Remember, I talk about a gap all the time. But what I want to show you guys is let's go all the way back to last week. I know it's a little confusing. But here's where we were last Thursday. If you look right through there, yesterday we opened and way down through here. And remember, as this goes down, mortgage rates are going to go up. It kind of stayed steady. And I'm like, okay, I hope the gap fills. Well, it looks like it might be trying to fill today. So we started the day right through here. It means mortgage bonds are up a little bit. It means mortgage rates are basically going to stay steady. They can tick down just a little bit. But at the end of this video, we'll come back to this. I'll show you where the bond market is. And that's right after my forecast at the end of this video. So if you want to see that, stay tuned till the end. But the first thing I want to start with is right through here. Everybody's watching the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve came out last week. They didn't do anything. But we've been being told that there's a unanimous vote, basically, that in the next few meetings, they're going to increase rates. Not once, maybe twice, maybe three times. But I keep coming in saying they're not. Well, let me show you my argument between this. Here's what we want to look at. Here's the dot plot. This is what mainstream media is telling you. Okay, almost all the Fed officials are saying we should increase rates. Well, the first thing is, let's look at this data. And I want to show you where the federal funds rate is right now, where the dot plot's putting us. And then you might sit here like me and scratch my head and say, okay, what are they talking about? So the first thing we want to do is go to here. Okay, so this is what we want to look at. The federal funds rate right over there. That's the rate the Federal Reserve controls. The only thing that does is it's interbank lending. If one bank needs money, they go to another bank and they get money lent to them at that rate. You can't get it, nor can I. But the Federal Reserve looks at these things right through here. They look at the PCE, the inflation number. They look at the jobs number and GDP. Okay, we're getting GDP and the PCE this week. So we're going to know where inflation's going. And we're also going to know how the economy's clicking along. We got the unemployment rate recently and it stayed sticky at 4.3. So now the thing is inflation. The Fed's like, okay, we got to cap inflation because we can't let it keep running out of control. Well, if you look at the correlation of what's actually causing inflation right now, it's pretty interesting. So let's get over to this piece of the puzzle right through here. The first thing I want to show you guys is quantitative tightening. Okay, so the Federal Reserve, they might be doing two things. One, they're saying that they're going to increase rates right through here, and that's not the case because if you look at this, remember I just said the federal funds rate is about 3.5 to 3.75 right through here. If you go across the table, most of the members are voting at that. Now, one member is voting for a cut. Okay, there might be a possibility of that. But one member is actually saying that the federal funds should increase 75 basis points. There's no way. So we're going to swap out that and swap out that. Where's the most votes? Right through here, right where we are today. So now you're saying, okay, the dot plot isn't really telling us the Federal Reserve is going to increase rates. So what is it? Well, let's go to this thing here. Now, yesterday, what the Federal Reserve posted is they're like, okay, we're kind of doing quantitative tightening. Now, what that means is it's kind of the opposite of quantitative easing. So what happened during like COVID, when we got rates all the way down to like 2.25, what the Federal Reserve was doing, they were buying mortgage-backed securities. Okay, they were buying and buying, adding them to their balance sheet. Okay, you see that right up through here? And then the economy got pretty good, but the Fed kept cutting and cutting and cutting. And the markets were saying, no, don't do that. Inflation's starting to run out of control. But they kept cutting, and this is kind of what caused part of the inflation numbers. Well, what you're seeing now is oil. Okay, what happened is, let me show you some of these interesting numbers. Here's what happened over, well, basically since January of 2025. We had up through here the 10-year treasury, which was pretty darn high. Remember rates back in 2023? They were like 8%. Okay, and we had oil right down through here. Okay, so as you saw oil coming down, yeah, oil went all the way down into the 60s. Well, we had rates coming all the way down, and they were about 5.99 right in this range through here. And then we had the war. And we had oil prices spiking to $120 a barrel. So then what would happen to inflation? What would happen to yields? Well, as inflation goes up, well, so do interest rates. So do mortgages. Okay, so when we had oil skyrocketing up through here, look at that. $120 a barrel, if not more, that says $102. It went all the way up to $120 a barrel. It was double where it came from. So that skyrocketed inflation because oil's in everything. It's how things are manufactured, and it's even how things are transported. So if you have inflation skyrocketing, what do you think interest rates are going to do? Well, they're going to jump as well. So then we had rates going from 5.99 all the way up to almost 7%. Okay, so now oil, though, tumbled. Okay, we had oil up through here at $120 a barrel, plunged all the way down to where we are today at $73 a barrel. So even when the Federal Reserve members did the dot plot, it was before this decline. So they're looking at oil saying, okay, these oil prices, if they stay higher for longer, yeah, it's going to be inflationary. I agree as well. But now you have to reconcile, okay, if we have oil prices at $75 a barrel, can they get the 60 where they were? Then that means, could we get rates back down to 599? So my argument is, I'm not going to look at the technicals with things. I'm going to look at oil right now. Because if you look at the other two components of what the Federal Reserve monitors right through here, well, inflation's predicated on oil, which I've been proving to you guys over the last few weeks. You look at the jobs report, jobs are pretty good. We even have an ADP report today. And I know you guys, in the past, I really didn't like it, but I'm going to show you those reports. And then this week, we're actually going to get the PCE, which I'm expecting a hot number because, again, it's going to have that hot oil prices in there. But you're also going to see the GDP. GDP is growing. Okay, that means the country is growing. Manufacturers are doing what they need to do. That means they can pay the employees. The employees can spend money. And the economy just keeps going. So my expectations are follow oil. As oil drops, well, so more mortgage rates because inflation's going to drop as well. So let's get over to the economic news we have for today, and it's the ADP payroll numbers. Now, I usually don't like them. They completely changed their format, and they've been pretty darn good lately. So the last reading from the ADP said there was 25.5 thousand people that got jobs in the previous week. That's 100,000 jobs a month. Now it's at 30,000, a little bit of an uptick. So that's telling me jobs market's pretty darn good. Rest of this week, here's what we're going to get. Building permits, new home sales. Remember, that's new home sales. They're kind of dropping prices there to get rid of those. But then on Thursday, we're going to get that jobs numbers, continued jobless claims and initial jobless claims. And then we're going to get that PCE. The interesting thing here is there's several different formats of the PCE, and I'll discuss it that day. But what you have to understand, there's a number that's called PCE. And then there's a number that's called the core PCE. You have to pay attention to the core because that strips out food and energy. That number might be flat. Hopefully, it could even be going down. But when you look at the PCE when it includes oil, that's going to be sky high. So make sure you understand that when that news gets posted that day. So let's get over to the market and see what things are doing. We got oil down to $73 a barrel. That's fantastic news. That means the inflation numbers are going to come down. So that's what we want to watch. And that's the only thing we're going to watch right now. So what I want to explain to you guys now is what should you do if you're a home buyer right now into this market? You're like, okay, I got a house under contract. Should I hold? Should I wait? Should I float? What should I do? Lock it in. Just lock it in. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. If there's a drone strike, Strait of Hormuz gets shut down once again. Who knows what's going on over there? Mortgage rates could spike up once again, kind of like what they did yesterday. But if you have some time, like you're going to close in a 2 months, 3 months, even down, in the fall, you're looking to build, I think you're in good positions. Just follow two things. Follow my channel. And also follow oil prices right over through there. Now, if you're a homeowner right now, trying to track two things. One, can I refinance and it actually makes sense? I got a tool for you. And you might be sitting out there saying, okay, Dan, I bought a few years ago. The rate's kind of high, but I'm also buried in debt. What should I do? Should I refinance that mortgage and pay off the debt and things like that? Let me give you a couple tools for you guys to use, and all these are free. The Stand store is right down below. It's going to give you a whole bunch of tools that I actually created. They're all free. Just go to this, download anything you want. Here's the coolest ones out there. If you're looking to buy your first house, this one right through here is going to actually determine what program fits you the best. You realize you can actually click all the way through into our rates live, and figure out what actually interest rate you can get. If you like what you see and you're getting approved, just click the button. You'll reach out to me. I'll get your application started, get you locked in, and we get you approved. But if you're a home owner right now and you're saying, okay, does it really make sense to refinance, or does it make sense to consolidate my debt? Well, this tool right through here, Debt Consolidation Analyzer, this is awesome. This is an AI tool that'll help you guys. You can put in all your debts individually, and what it'll do is it'll sort through it, AI, and tell you, okay, here's the best solution for you if you're looking to pay off your house as soon as you can, or maybe you're just trying to get out of debt, get those payments down as low as you can. Well, here's the best program for you. It's all AI generated, and if you like what you see, then I'll be able to help you at the end of that to make sure we put that in place. So that's what we're seeing in the markets right through this point. If you want to learn more about me and my team, just go to therateupdate.com. But I'll get back to that in a second, because what I like to do is I like to end the day with the chart, because this is going to tell us the direction of where mortgage rates are going. So right now, this is the market is up 9 ticks. I think that's where we were when we last ended this. It's not going in a good direction. It started up here up about 13, 14 points, and it's giving way a little bit, but it's a pretty massive move since yesterday's opening. If you see that, we're all the way down here. Now we're ticking up there. That's a good direction. That means mortgage rates are going to get a little bit better today. So if you need some help with all this stuff and you're a current homeowner now, here's what I need you to do. Plug your mortgage information right into there. It says Rate Watch 2.2. What we're going to track for you is two things. We're going to track your rate. You're like, Dan, I'm at 7%. When it gets a 6, call me, text me, email me. Let's see if a refinance makes sense. We'll do that. You can even plug in your mortgage payment and then tell me, Dan, if it goes, my payment, we can save $200 a month, $300 a month, $500 a month. Let me know. I'd like to look at the numbers. We can do that. If you already have rate quotes, here's what I do. Like I said, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. The slogan we have is we're going to compare your loan with almost 40 different lenders with one application and one credit pool. Think about that. Because what you normally do is you're going to apply over there, and then you're going to go online and apply there. They're going to all pull your credit, ruin your credit, and then you're going to be back to, I don't really know which one is best for me anyways. So upload the best one you have over there. And what I ask is if we can beat them on the fees and the rate, I'm hoping to win you as a client. And if you're buried in that debt, like I said, just go over here to the debt relief tab. It's going to launch you off to that. I'm going to do a video, kind of an exclusive video on this as a walkthrough to show you how powerful this thing is. And then last but not least, if you really want to see where rates are, just click right through here. This is what I follow each day. So this is going to give you all the loan programs out there, basically the fixed 30-year fixed rate all the way down to the 15-year fixed rate and ARM rates. It's also going to tell you what the bond markets are doing right now at plus 19 is pretty darn good when it comes to the bond markets. The 10-year treasury, and then it's also going to give you the most important news of the day, and then down through here, it's going to tell you the effect that it's going to have on mortgage rates. Down through here is going to be my most recent blog post. Then if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you're going to get the predictions market of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. Kelsey says there's a 91% chance they're going to hold. Poly markets are saying there's a 73% chance they're going to hold and a 25% chance they're going to cut. I'm saying there's a 100% chance they're not going to do anything. So if we go over to last but not least, what the Federal Reserve is expected to do at the next few meetings, let's bring that up. That is the CME Fed Watch Group. Let's go to this. In 36 days, the Fed is expected to do what? Nothing. But from there, they're supposed to increase rates in the August or September meeting, and then once again in January of 2027. I'm saying this thing is going to completely change within the next 30 to 60 days. Only time's going to tell. So if all I need you to do is subscribe over there. Make sure you watch me every day so you don't miss where mortgage rates are going and the whys behind it. So thanks for watching, folks. Like I said, if you need some help with a mortgage, I'd love to help you out. Otherwise, I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how all this stuff ends for the day and could it get a little more affordable for you. I'm saying yes. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.